Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Again, thank you so much for being with us today. Glad to have in studio. Now, you've been hearing for several weeks now, actually a couple of months, about Old Steel Historical Firearms. They're located at 12 East Girard Avenue in Inglewood. Check out their website, oldsteelguns.com. Their number is 720-662-7252. Again, 720-662-7252. And glad to welcome in studio the owner, Giovanni Galliano. Giovanni, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, boy, the first time I walked in your store, I had some friends tell me about it. First of all, it does not take long, about the first few seconds, to realize this is not your average gun store in the metro area. I mean,
true.
First of all, the building itself, the inside, and then you get to the inventory of what you see. But before we get to that, tell us just a little bit about your history, how you got into the gun, you know, being a historian kind of with the guns and what
right.
all you...
Well, basically, I've been collecting since I moved to America 21 years ago. I was born in Argentina, Buenos Aires, and guns was always a passion that I run in my family. Hmm. I come from a family that has a military background and police background in Argentina. When I decided to, you know, take a trip and move to America, one of the things that I have in mind was to, you know, exercise my freedom of, you know, buying guns. And
right.
And I find that it was, you know, very, you know, easy and amazing to do in the United States. And since that time, 1995, I had nonstop,
wow.
you know, collecting. It is a very strange path from collecting to, you know, becoming a owner
sure.
of a business.
Right. That's... Now, in Argentina, when you talk about, you know, the freedom of being able to do that here in
right.
the United States, what are the laws like in Argentina, or what were they like growing up if they've changed?
Well, I will probably say where are the restrictions that we have. You know,
okay.
you cannot buy guns like we can buy here in the USA.
Okay.
It is unfortunate, but you cannot. It's very limited.
Right.
Very limited to, you know, certain things, to hunting. So if you want to be a collector of carrier and relics or military weapons, that would be impossible.
Mm-hmm. Is there a favorite period of time with firearms that you just really love?
Well, I think like every collector, you know, you start with something and you end up trending something else when you finish that, and then you move to something else. But personally, I have an extreme passion for World War I and World War II.
Okay.
And I think that reflects it in the shop as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Again, if you're just joining us, Giovanni Galliano is our guest. He's the owner of Old Steel Historical Firearms. Once again, they're located in the old part of Inglewood there, right off of Broadway, 12 East Girard Avenue in Inglewood. Check out their website. I was on it this morning looking around a little bit, and a great website. You can see all that they have to offer there. It's oldsteelguns.com. And again, they're located just actually a couple of blocks north of Hamden off of Broadway, and a great, great store. And I'm telling you, it just takes a while to go through there and look at all their inventory. So I noticed on your website a couple of different tabs you have there. One is war collectibles. So when we talk about war collectibles, what all will fall under that?
War collectibles is a big category. You know, you probably include... I would probably, you know, use a different war military.
Okay.
You know, and everything related to that, from medals to flags to gear to daggers,
yeah.
Bayonets, and et cetera.
Right.
So it includes pretty much everything that is related to a certain period, you know, of
mm-hmm.
history.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to bring and keep as much inventory as we can.
Yeah. Has there been a favorite item over the last, you know, few months or years that you said, wow,
I do.
I never thought I'd place my hands on this.
I do. I have I have two items in the store that I don't sell, and they're just displayed for you know, people to appreciate what they are. And one of them is a bayonet that is, you know, designed for a 98K Mauser, a Mauser that was used in World War II. But the particular thing on this one, it is an issue. And an issue meaning that the bayonet was never actually used in the war. And finding in the, you know, collector's world one on that condition is quite unique.
Really?
And yes. So that is, you know, and also has a lot of personal meaning because it was passed to me to a collector that is no longer with us.
Right.
So that will never go away.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you, what about some of the people that maybe have walked in and really had something extremely valuable that they had no clue of what something was worth? You had some of that happen?
Oh, yeah. Basically, pretty much every day.
Right.
So
so something was just handed down to them, and they're like, hey, what is this?
True.
Yeah.
It is. It's basically, you know, it tried to identify what the people coming into the shop, what they want to do with, you know, something like that. If it's something that they want to appraise because they're interested in, you know, having a an idea of what the value is,
right,
we can definitely help them with that. If it's something that they need to know, you know, what it is, because they need to identify it, and they want to know more because it was something that it was passed on to them through family, we can definitely help them with that as well, you know. But we have that happen all the time, every day.
So with most of your things, you do consignment?
We do.
Type deals, and then if somebody want, now again, I assume it'd be a little bit less money because you don't know how long it would take you to move it, but do you buy things outright as well, or do you just
we do that all the time as well?
Okay.
Yeah, we buy through the store. If customers walk in and they do have something that they need to sell, we make a very, very reasonable offer and more than competitive in this current market, especially for collectibles.
Right.
And we buy, and we also consign.
Okay.
It's always up to the customer. We don't put pressure. We don't like to do that.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But it's always up to the customer.
Okay.
Yes.
And so if somebody needs something, if they've got a whole collection and, you know, say, man, I hate to load up all that stuff and bring it in, you know, is it something like you're available if they'll call
Absolutely.
You? Absolutely.
Yeah, we do have the capability to buy an entire estate and it's an entire collection. And it's absolutely something that is available for the customer if something that they want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, Giovanni Galliano is our guest. He's the owner of Old Steel Historical Firearms. You've been hearing about him here for a few months on the show now. I'm telling you, get by this store. And in the ad, we actually say it is like any other store that, you know, I have seen in our state. Just a great store. Take you some time to look through all that he has there. But just if you're into history at all, own a piece of history. And Old Steel specializes in the purchase and sale of historical firearms. And like he said, the emphasis on World War I and World War II weapons. Of course, a licensed FFL dealer. So if someone's listening and they find something online that they want to get at another store or whatever, I saw right there on your website, you can print your FFL right there.
True.
Okay.
Yes.
So that makes it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, their number is 720-662-7252. Again, that's 720-662-7252. And that website, again, is oldsteelguns.com. Now, as far as, you know, one section there is kind of your historical side. Then you step a little bit further, deeper in the store, then you've got a few more of the modern weapons.
Yes.
So let's talk about that area a minute.
Yeah. On the new and modern weapons, we try to carry the basically high-end products.
Okay.
We try to stay away from the more common product that you can find in, you know, pretty much any other store, and try to bring, you know, custom, you know, makers and products that are probably made in Colorado as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to emphasize also everything that is made in Colorado. You know, like our holsters, our custom knives and new guns as well. We have we work with a company that is manufacturing ARs in Colorado, and we prefer to do that. You know, to promote the, you know, business in Colorado.
Right. So, where are your dreams and aspirations? You look 5-10 years down the road. Where do you want to be with all this?
Well, I think that you guys are going to see pretty fast that we're running out of space.
Yeah.
So I think that my dream will be to eventually expand and have our own shooting range and dedicate a big section of the store as a museum.
Right.
We really like what we do, and we value a lot of the pieces that we have, and some of the pieces that we have, we believe that they're definitely, they have to be displayed for people to appreciate them.
Right. You know? And, you know, one thing I noticed with the staff you have there, and we can talk about that a minute, it seems harder and harder when you walk in some of the, you know, bigger box stores that most of us do with just our modern weapons, of finding people that have knowledge about weapons.
Right.
Man, your guys are like encyclopedias. Yeah. Man, they know everything. Well, so how do you go about putting a staff like that together?
It comes easy, I'm going to tell you, because we all share the same passion. Mm-hmm. And when you are around with a group of good people who share the same passion, it's easy. I will have to say that, you know.
Right.
When I own other business and I have to run retail, for me it was a little bit more complicated to get, you know, the right people, but not in this industry. Gun people is the best people.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. So, again, get by this store. Now, you're open 10 to 6?
10 to 6 every day but Sundays.
Okay. Need to take Sunday off. Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the family.
Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Again, that address, 12 East Girard Avenue in Englewood. Their number is 720-662-7252. 720-662-7252. And that website is osteelguns.com. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And because we know that your pet will have many different needs throughout its life, we offer complete pet care services every day, all at one location. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care, surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or toys, we are here for your pet 7 days a week. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we know that you want the very best for your pet, which is why you can count on us to provide top-notch care in everything we do. We are certified with the highest rankings by the American Animal Hospital Association and hold a gold star rating with the Better Business Bureau. You and your pet can visit us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more about us by visiting our website at lonetreevet.com or just give us a call at 303-708-8050.
You were injured in an accident. At first, you didn't worry about it too much. I mean, accidents happen, right? But then the pain started to keep you up all night, and the doctor bills started to pile up. And to top it all off, the person responsible is just avoiding you altogether. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. No need to worry. Call me, Kevin Flesch, and get a professional opinion about what you can do. I'll answer all of your questions relating to the accident, and I'll help you to determine if you're entitled to compensation for pain and suffering. I have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complex maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, 303-806-8886, for a free consultation to find out how we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Tired of walking into gun stores and seeing the same guns everywhere you go? Check out our sponsor, Old Steel Historical Firearms. Hi, this is Scott Watley of Sportsman of Colorado. At Old Steel, they specialize in the purchase and sale of historical firearms. Need to get your firearm collection appraised? They can help. Buy, sell, trade, and consignments are welcome at Old Steel. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Old Steel Historical Firearms is located at 12 East Girard Avenue in Englewood. That's just 2 blocks north of Hamden off Broadway. Now you can own a piece of history at Old Steel Historical Firearms. Call 720-662-7252. That's 720-662-7252. Check out their website, oldsteelguns.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. You know, I hear it all the time. If you give me a good enough deal, I'll buy your vehicle. So here it is. A 2017 Crew Cab 4x4 loaded for up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or how about a 2017 Chevy Cruze? Sign and drive a lease for only $199 a month. Heck, that's cheaper than a used car. And we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. So go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LenLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Once again, if you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us today. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. If there's a subject you would like to hear about on the show, shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will do our best to answer that. And we'll be coming up with a lot of shows here with archery, muzzle loading, all the things, getting you ready for the big game season, as well as Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle. So stay tuned for all of that. But wanted to get in studio, and you've been hearing about them now for a couple of months on the show, Oldsteel Historical Firearms. They're located at 12 East Girard Avenue in Inglewood. Check out their website, a great website, oldsteelguns.com. And glad to welcome in studio, again, if you're just joining us, Giovanni Galliano. He is the owner. Now, we were kind of talking during the break, some things that are coming up pretty exciting for you. In July, you're going to get your Class 3 license. So
right.
Explain
right.
what that means to our listeners.
Well, we're going to be able to basically do transfers and sell full machine guns and suppressors.
Okay.
We were being looking forward to that, since we move into a new location.
Right. And I got my first suppressor probably 6 months ago and never shot weapons with that before. Man, it makes all the difference just when you're out shooting. Just
absolutely.
A lot, yeah. lot of fun. And when you're hunting, a
and
lot of fun.
And when you're hunting, true. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Absolutely. And one of our sponsors in New Zealand Safaris, over there in New Zealand, they're just over the counter.
True.
Every yes. rifle they have over there is, loaded with a suppressor. And
you can buy it in a store like Walmart and put it in a bag and take it home.
Just crazy.
Well, we hope that we have that soon coming.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, also, you do a lot of the local shows around Tanner Gun Show and all that.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We only participate in the Denver Tanner right now on I-25 and 58. Every month we're there. And we are currently the largest ones on, historical firearms in that particular show.
Right. And, one thing, after I met you, I went around a couple of stores that Outdoorsman's Attic and a couple others, and talked to people and told them I'd
right.
buy your
good
store.
Friends.
Yeah, and boy, they said, okay, have you watched the shows on TV, the pawn shops deals, and they need to go get the expert to come in and tell them about, the product. And I said, yeah, and they go, that's Giovanni.
I mean,
yes. Truly, man, you're the guy to go to for this historical end of firearms.
We do currently partner with a lot of, pawn shops especially, and pawn shop companies and other stores that they don't know to the details and, about certain weapons that they're in the market. And we help them to find out exactly what they have.
Right.
Because sometimes they don't know exactly what they have.
Sure.
And we go from there. But,
right.
But yes. We've been doing it for a long time in the Colorado market.
Wow, that's cool. Now, how often, when I say should people come in, I mean, how often do you get new things in?
Pretty much every week.
Okay.
We travel all over the nation looking for states, gun shows. Pretty much every week we have new inventory. And it rotates pretty fast as well because we do have a very important e-commerce presence, in several web pages.
Right.
So, that works, both sides, to sell our own inventory and to promote the inventory that you may have for sale.
Right.
We guarantee when you bring something for us to sell, top market value for your product, because we work hard to pretty much put it on every avenue possible to sell your item.
Right. Again, Giovanni Galliano is our guest, Oldsteel Historical Firearms, 12 East Girard Avenue in Inglewood. Again, that's just two blocks north of Hamden off of Broadway. They're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Check out their website, oldsteelguns.com. You can reach them at 720-662-7252. You know, if you want to get something appraised, you want to do something on consignment, you want to sell it outright, this is really, man, I would just say the people in town that know what they're doing with, especially these military collectibles and all of that. And I'm telling you, just a great, great store, very unusual store, and really just a cool place just to walk into and look through what all they have. Now, when you talk about the swords and daggers and bayonets, what's some of the swords, what are, you know, eras those are from, and any cool ones of those that come to mind?
I was recently in Brussels, and I just purchased a couple of Louis XVI swords. And those are things that I've been looking for a long time.
Right.
So we have some artillery swords from France as well.
Something like that go for?
Between $2,800 to $3,500.
Wow.
And the condition that we brought them, they're basically museum condition. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's hard to find, but it's definitely an adventure, and it's what we love to do. And but it's still available, and sometimes you have to travel far to get them.
Yeah. I bet. And do you find as you travel and you go into even some of these other, countries that the condition, I mean, is really huge, isn't it? I mean,
right.
of you buying it right,
mm-hmm.
too. And so do you find that a lot of times things over there just aren't moving in that country, and then that's why they want to sell it, and you know it'll sell over here?
We know what it sells over here.
Right.
And we try to find it over there.
Okay.
For the most part, we work with two major gun importers, and what a lot of people don't know that these are two major importers from Colorado as well, and we work straight with them to find the type of product that we know people are looking in U.S. and we buy that over there in small quantities, mm-hmm. because what we prioritize is quality,
right?
And we bring it here.
Gotcha. You know, and you've got kids. You said, right?
Two kids,
yeah.
Boy and a girl.
So
yeah.
You know, talking about just a minute. I mean, the whole gun thing. I mean, you meet people too. They're like, oh, how could you be around guns with your kids?
Right.
How did you go about that with your family and you know teaching your kids the respect for guns? Because the guns aren't the bad things.
Right.
It's when they fall into the wrong hands. So
right.
I mean, how'd you go about that just on a family level?
I think it's something that I've been passed through my parents as mm-hmm. well, because, you know, I grew up with guns, and it came up easy. But respect is what you need to tell them.
Right.
Respect is what you need to show them. My kids, they know that we have guns around, and they do respect them.
Mm-hmm.
We took the time to go through a very good, you know, safety procedure with them, my wife and I.
Right.
And make sure that everything is understood, and there are no questions, and make sure that they understand that they're not toys, that mm-hmm. they're tools, and they need to be, you know, used with training and et cetera. So I think that's the best approach, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Again, can we do something? I should have asked you this before getting you live on air, but if people
no
come in and mention the show or something, and, you know, they end up buying something, it's hard to give a blanket discount, but let's just come up with something and say, you know, if they'll mention the show,
if they mention
we'll
the
do
show,
something for
yeah.
them, okay? Because, you know, you don't know what they're looking at, a $300-something shotgun I saw on the website.
I don't have a problem to do 10% off on any purchase.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We'll do that then. So
absolutely.
Mention Sportsman of Colorado. Old Steel Historical Firearms, and save 10% off your purchase. Again, they're located at 12 East Girard Avenue in Inglewood. Their number is 720-662-7252, 720-662-7252, oldsteelguns.com. And again, you're going to be hearing a lot more about them. We are really going to we may even do some live shows from their location, so you can come by and see us over there. But this is the place you can own a piece of history. Once again, Old Steel specializes in the purchase and sale of historical firearms, and emphasis on World War I and II weapons. They're a licensed FFL dealer. And if you find some things that you like somewhere else, other stores, whatever, around the country, you can download right off of their website, their FFL, and get it shipped right in there. And what do you charge for Transfers.
Transfers, yeah. $25.
$25, okay.
Right. Also want to mention something, that anybody who's serving or law enforcement as well.
Okay.
You know, even fire departments, we do 10% off any purchase as well.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah, that's a great thing. Absolutely. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Giovanni, thank you.
No, man, thank you
we'll
very
do
much,
this more often,
it.
Man.
Get, yeah, let's do it.
We want to build this up, and I'm telling you, get by this store, 12 East Girard Avenue in Englewood, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Old Steel Guns. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Well, we did it now. Hi, Dan Johnson from Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we received a special allocation of over 600 new Chevrolets, and we're out of room. So to relieve our problem, check these deals out. A 2017 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 for up to $11,000 off MSRP, or lease a 2017 Chevy Cruze for only $199 a month, sign and drive. Or a 2017 Chevrolet Equinox for up to $6,000 off MSRP. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevrolet.com. Chevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to welcome in studio Tom Diesing. And Tom, I've been talking over the last few years, really, and mostly at the International Sportsman's Expo, and have tried to get time to line this interview up, and finally getting it done today. So, Tom, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Happy to be here, Scott.
All right, elk calling. Man, it's exciting to think about. Hey, we just got our draw results back. I know some of you are happy, some are sad, but hopefully everybody will be able to get out there with some of the leftover draw and all of it, and we'll talk about that here on a future show. But elk calling, man, there's contests all over the country, so it's a big, big thing and a very competitive market. So, man, I want to ask you how in the world and why to get into this, because it's pretty competitive. But let's start out with your background a little bit, and then we'll get into some of your calls.
Sure. Scott, I've been calling elk and hunting elk since the mid-80s, 1980s, so been a long time. Started out doing some seminars and things like that, learning everything I could about it, and met Wayne Carlton and got lucky enough to have a one-on-one elk calling lesson with Wayne Carlton back in the mid-80s.
Oh, wow.
That got me started in the right direction, and got married and had a couple young kids and started going to the Colorado Bow Hunters Jamboree every year, and they started having elk calling contests. So I started entering those and won quite a few of those and was doing pretty well. And as my kids were growing, they were starting to get interested in calling. So I got them involved in it. And pretty soon, before I knew it, we were traveling all over the country doing these elk calling contests. And my kids, Thomas Diesing, he's the 8-time world champion now in a lot of different divisions at the national level. And my daughter won the national contest twice in the women's division. So, and I've won the Best of the West contest quite a few times and finished in the top 5 in the world quite a few times at the national contest. So,
wow.
And then one thing led to another, and I thought, you know, I ought to do something with this. So I started a business about 4 years ago now, and hit the ground running with that, and we're rolling out some calls, and everything's going great.
Well, that's cool. So let's talk about just calling as a whole. What do you find some of the biggest mistakes guys and gals make out there when they're calling?
I think, you know, one of the things that I've learned over the years is too much bugling a lot of times will intimidate bulls and things like that. So I find that I do a lot of cow calling, and, you know, I run into a lot of people that call very infrequently in the woods. They don't call very much. And mm-hmm. I think if you ever went hunting with me, you would, by the end of the day, you would be shaking your head going, oh my God, this guy calls way too much, you know. But that's what I've lived and died with it in the last 30 years, and I've killed over 30 elk with a bow and muzzle loader, and I probably wouldn't have killed half of them if I didn't call. But the cow call is the key, really, and that's what I use a lot. And there's times a bugle, you know, mm-hmm. locating and finding them, and sometimes a bull, for some reason, whatever it is, wants to fight or wants to hear a bugle. So
yeah.
I do mix some bugling in with my calling when I'm in the woods, too. And my biggest problem is just kind of toning it down. You know, I'm not in an elk calling contest out in the woods.
Right.
So we don't want to sound too big where we're
intimidating.
Yeah,
because sometimes, you know, you want to be that weaker bull. Sometimes
exactly.
You want to be that aggressive bull.
Right, right.
And it's hard to know what. And, you know, I've hunted with some guys before. Man, I had a guy a couple years ago. We were sitting there, and, man, he blew real aggressive. And, man, the bull blew out.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what? I shouldn't have done that. And sometimes you just learn.
You do.
You know, of what to do.
I've made about every mistake that you can make hunting elk and calling elk in the last 30 years. And, well, I thought I did. Last year I made another one. So I guess I keep learning even at this age and stuff. But and that's why, you know, I decided to offer some elk calling lessons and things like that. So I can kind of pass on my experience with guys, and especially guys that are just getting started and you know, they're just learning to call. I work with them with the diaphragm reeds and try to get them really calling well. And then I have a really good elk calling seminar that I kind of teach guys all of the bad lessons that I learned over the last 30 years. And
now, are you mainly archery or rifle or a little bit of both?
I do archery and muzzleloader for elk. I've never really rifle hunted elk. I'm not against it. I'd love to rifle hunt too, you know, and I rifle hunt a lot of things, but I just love being in the woods in the middle of the rut. So when I don't
and
draw,
the weather's pretty good.
It is good. And when I don't draw that muzzleloader tag, and I pick up the bow and head to the woods. And
right. Tom Diesing is our guest. Mile High Note Game Calls is the company. You can reach Tom at 970-663-9399. That's 970-663-9399. So, again, boy, you go to some of the big box stores, whatever, you'll see row after row after row of elk call. What makes yours different?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it's a very competitive market, and there's a lot of great calls out there. And really, the only thing that separates me from everybody else is I'm a one-man show. So you buy, you know, one of my double reeds at Sportsman's Warehouse this week, and 3 months from now you order one on my website, you know, you're going to get the same exact call. It's going to be consistent. It's going to be stretched to the same stretch and the same thickness of latex, because I'm the only one making the call. I don't have a big production team, you know, that I have to crank out hundreds and hundreds and thousands of calls a year. I am cranking quite a few out, though, I got to tell you, because Sportsman's is rolling me out into 25 stores this year. So
I've got
my work cut out for me. I already shipped the order. But, you know, it's just me making those calls so that you're getting a really consistently made call. And one of the reasons I got into it was because, you know, I'd settle in on a really good call, and I'd find a call that I really liked, and then I'd go buy that same call, you know, a month later, and it would be different. It just didn't seem like it was the same call. It wasn't stretched the same. It wasn't the same sound. So that's what really drove me to start buying a press and getting going with this, you know, because I needed that consistency for my contest calling.
Right.
And then I started handing calls out, and guys were just like, man, I love these calls. And that's kind of how the business started. So.
Gotcha. Again, the website is milehighnotegamecalls.com as well. And, well, let's hear a few. Tell us a little bit about them.
So I've got three diaphragm reeds for elk. There's a single reed called the Contender, And then my double read's the Rival double read. And then I've got a triple read called the Mile High Warrior. So all of my reads you can cow call with, you can bugle with them. A really good for you beginners out there, that single read is a really good beginning read. I stretch my calls a lot tighter than the competition does, so you're going to get a really reactive call. It doesn't take much tongue pressure to get a sound out of it, not much air at all. I've got the double read in my mouth right now, so I'll give you a couple of demonstrate a couple cow calls and then a couple bugles here.
Okay.
So. So you can do some nice soft cow chirps. You can hang on to it a little more, like a little bit of a cow bugle or a double mew. If you wanted to get a little estrus call sound in it, you can kind of vibrate your lips with the call a little bit in front of it and get a little estrus sound. If you wanted to do that estrus whine, you can really hang on to that whine and put a little growl on the end of it. Those estrus calls really drive bulls crazy,
this
too.
This must make a lot of wives happy when their husbands are sitting around doing this in the house all night while they're watching TV.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the guys that come in for lessons, they talk to me about that. I actually have a CD that I sell that you can plug into your truck. And I always tell guys, this saves a lot of marriages because you can plug this guy into your truck. And then during your commute, you can do all your practices so you don't have to do it in the house.
Exactly. Cool. And now that's the contender.
That's the contender, okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yep, and you can bugle with this call, too.
Good.
So you can get a good bugle, and I also manufacture a grunt tube, and you can kind of hear the nice guttural sounds you can get with the grunt tube real deep. And the grunt tube is, I'm really proud of the grunt tube. It's got a channel built into the middle of it with a rubber ring that separates two chambers in it. And it really knocks the plastic sound out of the call. So the cover that's on there won't slip on you ever. It's tight. You'd be hard-pressed to get it off. And I've just done a lot of detail on it. I've put a patch on there that's embroidered with my logo on it instead of throwing a sticker on there. And
sure.
I even put a grommet on there where we punch the lanyard through the tube so that, you know, the cover will never tear on you or anything. So it's a real high quality tube.
Okay. And then looks like next on your list is the Rival Double.
That's what I got right now, the Rival Double.
Rival
read.
Double,
yep,
okay.
Yep.
Read. Okay.
And then the single read is just it's going to be a real easy read to blow, a little bit higher pitched read. And a lot of guys like to settle into the single read, too. I think the Rival is probably my most popular read with guys, but I hunted with the single all last year. We called in a bunch of bulls, and I just like it because it takes such little effort to use it. You know, you don't have to really blow hard on it or anything, but here's just a couple little cow calls with that, and I'll do a couple bugles.
Well, you can certainly hear the difference.
Yeah. So, and that makes it kind of nice because if you're hunting with a buddy, you know, somebody can use the double, somebody can use the single. And what I like to do is sound like a whole bunch of cows.
Yeah.
When I'm calling, I call with a lot of excitement, and I really try to sound like 5, 6, 7 cows. I want that bull to make it, have it really worth his while to swoop in. You know, he might be coming from 200-300 yards away. And he's going to come in a hurry if he knows he's going to pick up 4 or 5 cows.
And it is,
you know,
amazing how much ground they can cover.
Oh,
you can
incredible.
Hear a bugle, and it sounds like, well, he's a ways away. And all of a sudden,
there he is. Yeah.
He brought on. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
So here's a bugle with the single read. You can get really nice calls with all the reeds.
Tom Diesing is our guest. Mile High Note Game Calls is the company. And again, you can reach him at 970-663-9399. Check out the website, milehighnotegamecalls.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the calls and then some of the lessons that you can get involved in. And now's the time to do it. Don't wait. It's going to be here before we know it. So we'll be right back.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Hi, Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And right now we're selling all 2017 Chevrolets at employee supplier pricing, plus all the rebates, for a total of up to $11,000 off on some vehicles. And we need your trade-ins, and we'll pay the highest prices anywhere, whether you owe money on it or not. Give us a chance. You won't be sorry. I guarantee you that nobody can sell you a Chevrolet for less than Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sports from Colorado. If you're just joining us, Tom Diesing is our guest. Mile High Note Game Calls is the company. Check them out online. You can also reach Tom for some instruction, and we're going to talk about that here momentarily. 970-663-9399. 970-663-9399. Going through some of the calls now, so let's go ahead and pick up where you left off there.
Sure. I've got a triple read call called the Mile High Warrior that a lot of the triple read guys really have taken a liking to. You know, it's going to take a lot more air to use it. So, but you can blow really hard on it. I use this call in contests a lot, and it works out really well. So I'll demonstrate that a little bit. So you can tell it's a little bit louder.
Yeah, three totally distinct different sounds.
Yeah. And then you can also just let out a big bugle with this call.
Wow.
So you can get real loud with that call. Those are really the main three elk reeds that I have. And then I've got the grunt tube, the antagonizer grunt tube. And, Scott, we're just coming out with a new open reed call for the guys that struggle a little bit with the diaphragm, using the diaphragm and stuff.
I have some friends. They said, I just cannot make that work.
Is tough. Sometimes it is tough to get guys going. A lot of times, you know, I tell guys the diaphragm reed is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to sound the best. It's hands-free.
That's the big
thing. Yeah. So you can stop elk when you're at full draw with your bow with them. You know, you can't blow on a call or squeeze a call if you're at full draw. So
sure.
The diaphragm is definitely the way to go. But if for some reason you just can't master it, we do have an alternative, and it's called the Floozy. And the Floozy is an open reed call. And again, it's more of a high-end call that you're going to see in any stores. We don't sell this in any stores. It's just on our website. And we make it out of a really hard walnut. It's a light walnut wood. I actually have a guy in Loveland, Colorado that turns the wood for me on lathes. And then we put a really nice band on the call. And then we've got a really nice soundboard that we put inside the call. And you can get some really nice, sweet cow sounds with this. And I'll just demonstrate that real quick.
Okay.
Again, if you want to hit a estrus call on that, you can just hold that call a little bit longer and kind of move your lip up and down the soundboard. So you can get that estrus, that nice estrus call. The one thing that we really did with this call that really kind of differentiates us with everybody else is you can snap this call also into the end of the antagonizer grunt tube. So you just kind of snap it right into the grunt tube like that, like so, and then won't fall out on you or anything. And if you want to do a locating bugle, you can get a locating bugle out of it. So you can kind of do it all with this open reed call, which makes it kind of nice.
So when you normally go out, you get out in the morning. Let's say you don't hear anything. Do you go ahead and blow a bugle, or do you wait to kind of hear them talking first before you start?
No, I always attack first. You know, I'm always out there. The one thing that I do tell guys, you know, if you really know your area and you've killed a lot of elk in a certain spot, or you've been scouting and you've been seeing elk in this spot and you're really confident in the spot, get in there before it gets light, get set up. And don't start off with a huge bugle to try to locate something.
Okay.
Because you don't know, 70, 80 yards away, there could be a bull standing there with six cows or 30 cows. Yeah. And man, you bugle and he's liable to just grab the cows and run.
Right.
Because he's like, wow, I'm not going to take a chance on losing the cows I got.
Mm-hmm.
So I always start off with kind of a barrage of cow calls and just, just kind of hit it. Just like a six or seven cows just kind of came up on the ridge and boom, boom, boom. They're just all cow calling at the same time. And I'll do a sequence like that for about a good 15 to 20 minutes of just cow calls, every 5-6 minutes or so of just cow calls before I bust into a bugle in that spot.
Right. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the lessons, how people, how those work.
Sure. So with the elk calling lessons, basically what most guys do is they book 2 hours with me. And the first hour, I spend trying to master the diaphragm call. Of course, you're not going to master it in an hour, but I give you a lot of techniques. And most of the time, I'd say 90% of the guys that leave my house are making darn good cow calls by the time they leave with a diaphragm. And then we jump into some bugling. The second half hour, first a half hour, we work on cow calls, and then second half hour, we work on bugling. And, I do a lot of technique stuff, I just teach a lot of things. You're not going to be a professional elk caller when you leave my studio there, but you're gonna be a lot better off. I do sell a CD also that usually guys will pick up when they're at the house and the lessons on that CD, and they can listen to that in their trucks and stuff. But the first hour is $50, and with that you get a basic grunt tube and two of my diaphragm calls.
Okay.
And then the second hour is $30, so it's $80 for 2 hours. And
you know what? Hey, you're investing a lot into an elk hunt.
That's right. That's right.
Less than $100.
One of my favorite lines that my hunting partner, Tracy Griskoviak, tells everybody when we're working the booths is, how much did you spend on that Sitka jacket that you got on? Yeah. And how much did you spend on that Hoyt bow, you know? And then he says, and you won't spend another $80 to get the elk close enough to use your Sitka gear and your weapon.
Yep. That's a good point. All right. So $50 for the first hour, $30 for the second. And then, hey, you get a few buddies together. And you know what? We both use the term guys and gals.
That's right.
I mean, man, we've got some, I know some great women that can
That's
call,
right.
call, do great calling too. But you get a group rate together. You do a deal for $40.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then it's 40 for the first hour and it's still 30. So you save yourself $10 if you bring some guys in.
Right. Yeah. And if you want to bring your child along, $15 for the
exactly.
child. That's
yep.
a cool deal.
Yeah. And we love working with the kids.
If they can get into it now. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. I just think about how much my kids loved it and how much they learned, and you know, it gives them confidence. They're getting, especially if they take it as far as contest stuff.
Sure.
Because you know they got to get up on stage at the national contest. There was in the finals 250 people in a banquet room, and you got to get up on stage in front of those people. And you know, that's a big thing for a 10-year-old to do, is walk up on stage in front of 250 people and
wow,
and
no
go through
kidding.
An elk calling sequence. You know.
No kidding. So let's talk. For competitors, and we get a lot of, you know, guys and gals that do the competition and stuff. What's some advice for those that get into competition? And I know you probably don't want to give a lot of that because you want to win it. But what's some of the advice for competitors out there?
You know, I think you just really have to study elk and really know all the different sounds that they make. The judges at the competition, they want to hear everything. They want to hear what they call glunking, and they want to hear breathing and just some really subtle sounds. You know, it's not just get up on stage and shout out a few cow calls and a couple of bugles. You know, they
right.
want to hear estrus calls. They want to hear different types of estrus calls. They want to hear alarm barks. They want to hear glunking and buzz bugling and or what they call screaming, you know, and lip bawling, where the elk kind of curls their lip back and they get some really angry sounds. And I can actually demonstrate too if you want. I can do that real quick. This is a real angry bull when he gets angry. So you can hear some chuckling at the end, and
right.
he's screaming, and he's growling, and he's... You know, so that's what they really want to hear at the national contest, just all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, get some good variety in
yeah.
there. All right, give him a call, 970-663-9399, Tom Deesing. Again, it's milehighnotegamecalls.com. $50 for the individual per hour, $30 for that second hour. Then, hey, get a few guys together, a few gals together. He reduces that to $40 per hour per person. And then for children under 14, children 14 and under with a paying adult, 15 an hour.
Right.
Okay.
Right. All right. Yep. And I give them a grant tube too. So.
All right. And you'll be at the International Sportsman's Expo.
I will.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Right. We'll have a booth there. And I should know my booth number, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. But it's coming in a while. So.
Exactly. But again, this is a great chance to really, and like I say, man, we all spend a ton of money getting out there, getting the right gear, as you mentioned, getting the right clothing, whether it's rifle, archery, whatever. Man, less than $100. Get that bull, that cow a little bit closer and make that hunt a little more fun. So, Tom, this is fun, man. We'll do this again.
Yeah.
All right.
Time.
Check him out again now. It is milehighnotegamecalls.com. Today's show, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, also Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. These are great folks. They take wonderful care of your pets. They've been taking care of mine now for about 14 years. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, Saturday and Sunday for your convenience. Again, for dogs, cats, other small pets, they handle it all. The medicine, the surgery, dentistry, boarding, grooming, obedience training, they do it all. And are also our friends at D&D Tire Service.
Check them out online at myddtireservice.com. Once again, that's myddtireservice.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, standard oil change, $19.99. You thought those days were gone, but no, $19.99 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. And again, check out their website, myddtireservice.com, for their locations. A couple in Aurora, one in Parker. And again, mention Sportsman of Colorado. I want to thank all of our guests today. And again, get these calls. I'm telling you, I think we could all hear the different unique sounds, but you need to know what you're doing out there. One quick question before we get out of here, Tom. Can you mess up being out there not knowing what you're doing by calling and making a bunch of weird sounds? Are you better off not calling if you don't?
You haven't practiced? You can, but that being said, I've always said some of the worst elk bugles I ever heard came from elk. So they fooled me a bunch of times where I thought, man, this is great. I'm calling in a hunter. And then the next thing I know, out pops a bull, you know, and he's blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that bull needs some lessons.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. And again, Tom, thank you very much. And thank you for joining us for Sportsman of Colorado. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Got a lot of our sponsors on there. They would love to earn your business. And as always, mention Sportsman of Colorado when you visit them. Hope everyone has a great weekend. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.